Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Samech Gimel. We are up to Siv Chavav, the third line on page 444. Hadu Mavui Nitar Belech Yokora. Says the Mechaber in Siv Chavav, that which a Mavui becomes mutter when the fourth side has a Lech Yokora, Dafka Kishaino Namuch Pachos Measarot Fachim Miruvachim. It's dafka, where the floor of the mavui is not less than 10 tfachim. Now, when it describes the tfachim, it discusses them as meruvachim. We'll see there's two types of tfachim. There's meruvachim and mutzumtzamim. They're different sizes. We'll see the difference between the sizes shortly in the Mishavua. Meruvachim means wider. It's the larger size tefach. So it has to be that the floor of the mavui till the walls of the mavui cannot be less than 10 tefachim, otherwise a lech yokora will not help. Not only that, v'lo yehei rochbo yoser me'eser amos mitzumtzamos. You also can't have the opening of the mavui being more than 10 amos, and those are judged with tefachim that are mitzumtzamos, more exacting, as we will discuss shortly. V'shehei arko arba amos meruvachos yoser. We also need that the length of the mavui has to be 4 amos meruvachos, the wider tefachim or more. So we said three criteria over here. Number one, from the ground of the mavui to the top of the walls has to be 10 tefachim. Number two, the opening should not be more than 10 amos. And number three, the length of the walls of the mavui have to be 4 amos. Avolim choser echad mikol elu. If the mavui is missing one of these three things, ein lo takona elo b'tzuras pesach, then a lechi and a kor will not help. You will have to use a tzuras pesach in order to be matir the mavui. V'im hayo begova chalolo yoser me'esrim ama mitzumtzamos. If the height of the airspace of the mavui was more than 20 amos that are mitzumtzum, so einu niter b'kora, it will not be matted with a kora that's going to be on top of the walls, because that kora is going to be too high. Aval niter hu b'lechi, but you can be matter such a mavui with a lechi. V'im rotza lahachshiro b'kora, if you want to be matter this tall mavui with a kora, there is a way to do that, and that is tzarel shiyasa b'tzir v'kir. You'd have to make some kind of picture that you're able to notice it. Pirish, tzir echad ba'kaiso menasid, making a picture on the wall from the lime, o al shmei kora, or on the beam itself. Shal yidei kach hakol mistaklim ba, through the picture that is on the kora or the wall, so then a person will notice it. The whole reason why a kora is helping, as we've been discussing, is it's a heker. So if it's too high, you don't notice it. But if there's a picture on the wall, or there's a picture on the kora, so then that will make you recognize it. Then even if it's over 20 amos, that kora will be okay. So let's see the Mishabura. We'll discuss all these dinim. And specifically, we'll see more clarity on these tvachim that are meruvachim and mitzumtzamos. So says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Peches, Kishenu Namuch. We said the floor has to be 10 tefachim from the floor to the top of the walls. Ritzalomar, shema karka sham mavui. If the floor of the mavui eino namuch mibifnim, it's not going to be low on the inside. Neged aksalim, across on the wall, shir asar tefachim. It's not going to be 10 tefachim from the top of the walls till the floor. Nechshav kiilu ein lamavui mechitzos. Then it's as if the mavui doesn't have walls. A wall, as we know, always has to be 10 tefachim. So if from the ground of the mavui to the top of the wall is not 10 tefachim, this mavui simply has no walls. The ein mechitza p'chusa me'asara. You can't have a mechitza that is less than 10 tefachim. Now if you look in the Shaar Tzion over here, in Os Nun Tesi writes, v'afilu im chutz la'mavui saviv ha'mavui ha'mechitza shel ha'mavui gevon asar tefachim. Even if from the outside of the mavui, if you would measure the walls, it would be 10 tefachim. This is like in picture 71. The outside of the walls of the mavui from the Rishis HaRabim is 10 tefachim. Ah, however, toch ha'mavui, inside the mavui, the hainu karko shel ha'mavui, the ground of the mavui, gavoa yoser Rishis HaRabim, it's higher, it's a step up from the Rishis HaRabim, v'al yidei ze ein toch ha'mechitza gavoa asara, and because of that, from the inside, if you measure from the ground of the mavui, which is a raised ground, to the top of the wall, that's not 10 tefachim, that's also a problem. So even, says the Shaar Tzion, if the walls from the outside of the mavui, from the Rishis HaRabim, are 10 tefachim, if from the inside they're not 10 tefachim, they're not considered walls of the mavui, and therefore a lech yokora not going to help anything, you don't have walls. So that would be out. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Peites, in describing the 10 tefachim that we need from the ground of the Mavui to the top of the walls of the Mavui, we said they have to be 10 tefachim meruvachim, which are larger tefachim. Says the Mishabura, ubaseifa mitzumtzamos. And then later on in the Sefer, as we saw already, it talks about tefachim that are mitzumtzum, that are more exacting. Da'azlinon l'chumra b'chol makom le'inyan zeh. We always go l'chumra. Here we're trying to make a larger size, so it has to be tefachim that are meruvach, that are larger. When we're trying to make a smaller opening, not more than 10 amos, it has to be mitzumtzum. That's point number one. V'shir meruvachim yoser al mitzumtzamos hu chatzi etzba la'ama. The difference in size between a tefach that's mitzumtum, exacting, smaller, and one that's meruvach, which is wider, is going to be a half of a finger on an amma. Now, an amma is six tefachim. So over a span of six tefachim that are larger, it's going to be one half of a finger larger than six tefachim of a smaller tefach amma. So the half a finger is not each tefach. The half a finger is an amma of six tefachim. But the things that are larger and smaller are in reference to the tefachim that make up the amma. So we'll see. We'll come back to this shortly. But for right now, the ground floor of the Mavui till the top of the walls has to be 10 tefachim, and it has to be measured with the larger size tefachim. Sivkot and Tzadi. The other requirement in order to be matir the Mavui, the Lech Yokorah, is that the opening of the Mavui cannot be more than 10 amos. Says the Mishabura Sivkot and Tzadi, the imhu yoser me'eser. If the opening is more than 10 amos, ain olav shem pesach. It no longer has the name of an opening. Velo mahani lazel lechi v'korah. And then a lechi korah will not help. A lechi and korah helps on the fourth side when it's a pesach to the Mavui, not if it's a pirza, not if it's very, very large, more than 10 amos. These 10 amos are judged in tefachim that are mitzumtzamos. Again, that's a chumrah. It can't be more than 10 amos. Again, it has to be smaller. So we're going to measure with the smaller size tefachim. Says the Mishabura Tzadi Aleph, Rotz Lomar, Shemodidin l'chol amma. We're going to measure for each amma as hashisha tefachim, the six tefachim of that amma, mitzumtzamos. The tefachim of each amma has to be a mitzumtzum tefach. V'chein b'seifa le'inyan orech ha-mavui. So too at the end of the Mechaber, when he talks about the length of the wall of the Mavui, the be'inan arba amos meruvachos. We say there you need four amos that are meruvachos. Nami hachihu. It's the same way. The modedin tfachim meruvachim. In other words, like we said before, the mitzumtzum and meruvach is going on the tfachim. So the Mechaber says 10 amos mitzumtzum, it means 10 amos which consists of tfachim that are mitzumtzum. The imkein, yitosav al arba amos shnei etzbos v'kanal. So if you have a wall that is four amos, like the Mechaber requires, and they have to be meruvach, so then each amo we said is a half a finger, so if it's four amos, it's going to end up being the length of two fingers, the width of two fingers over the span of the four amos. So it'll be two fingers longer by having the four amos that are meruvach over the four amos that will be mitzumtzum. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Kotan Tzadi Beis. So we said the walls have to be a length of four amos. Debepachos mishir zeh lo chashiv kamavu elakachatzer. If the walls are less than four amos, then it no longer will be considered a mavui. Then it will be considered a chatzer, and it would require, like we learned previously, a pas arba or a small mashahu pas on each side. But a lechi and korah alone would not work. Sivkot and tzadi gimel. If you don't have all three of these requirements, that from the ground of the mavui to the top of the walls, less than 10 tefachim, at least 10 tefachim, and the length of the walls has to be at least 4 tefachim, 4 amos rather, and the opening has to be less than 10 amos. If you don't have any one of those three things, so then your only way to be matir this area would be through a tzuras ha-pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Gimel, Hainu, da'afilu hoya nomuch pachu me'asar tefachim, gam keim hani tzuras ha-pesach. The Mechaber's mashma, that if the walls of the Mavui are less than 10 tefachim, as long as you put a Tzuras HaPesach there, it's going to be fine. Sounds like the Tzuras HaPesach is going to be less than 10 tefachim, it's still going to be okay. V'chein berachav me'eser amos. So too if the opening is more than 10 amos. O shaloha ya'orko arba amos, so the length of the walls is not 4 amos. Any of these three things that are lacking, a Tzuras HaPesach will matir it. Aval harbi achronim eskimu ledino. But many achronim argue on the Mechaber and they agree that Allah is. Tim hoya chalal ha-mavui namuch. if the airspace of the Mavui was too small, and it's pachos me'asar tfachim, less than 10 tfachim, lo mahani tzuras ha-pesach, tzuras ha-pesach will not help over there. The afilu mechitza lo mahani, even a real wall is not going to help on this side, kol she'eno gavoa asara, since it's not going to be 10 tfachim high. The kol she'ken tzuras ha-pesach ba'al, masun tzuras ha-pesach under 10 tfachim, which is obviously lower than a regular wall, certainly that's not going to be good. Okay, however, im chalal ha-mavui hoya gavoa asara tfachim, if the airspace of the Mavui was a height of 10 tefachim, v'rak b'mekom pesach ha-mavui, that way you have normal walls of the Mavui. Just by the entrance of the Mavui, hayo namuch me'asara, it's a little bit less than 10, but zeh mahani tzuras ha-pesach. Then a tzuras ha-pesach will help, because there are walls of the Mavui, there are 10 tefachim. V'hu shahayu asui kadin. But of course, this tzuras ha-pesach would have to be done properly. Tahaynu shahayu akonim gvo ma'asara tefachim. It would have to have the two side posts be more than 10 tefachim, like a normal tzuras ha-pesach. That, combined with the fact that the walls, besides for the opening, are 10 tefachim, you will have been matir your Mavui. Vidaod, you should know further. The imlo hoya arko arba amos. If the length of the walls of the Mavui were not quite 4 amos, das kama poskim the dino kachatzer. The opinion of various poskim is that that Mavui gets a din of a chatzer. The alkein niter gamkein bepas arba mitzad echad. And the way you could be matir on the fourth side is by a board that's 4 tefachim wide. O shnei pasen shel mashuhuyin mishnei atzadim. Or you could put a pas that's any size on the two sides. So once it's not a Mavui, so then you can be matir through the rules of a chatzer, which again is a pas arba, or two small pasim that are as small as you want. V'chein sasim ha-mechaber ba'asma l'kamah m'sif l'mabeiz. That's what the mechaber is going to say himself later on in sif l'mabeiz. V'ha-mechaber shekosav elu b'tzuras ha-pesach la'davka nokah. The mechaber that says if you're lacking in any of these three areas, the only way to be matir is with tzuras ha-pesach, it's la'davka. Because in this case, that the walls would not be 4 amos long, it loses the status of a mavui, and it becomes a chatzar, and you can be matir not only with tzuras ha-pesach, but also with a pas arba, or two pasim that are mashahu, like a din of a chatzar. So it's la'davka when he says the only way to be matir is with the tzuras ha-pesach. There are other ways as well. Sifkotan tzadi dalud. The mechaber then told us that if you had a height of the airspace of the Mavui more than 20 amos mitzumtzum, a korah will not help. Avol, but says the Mishabura, im gova chalolo shel Mavui, if the height of the airspace of the Mavui at a korah until the beam, eino ela esther mitzumtzumos, if it's exactly 20 amos from the ground till the korah starts, afal pisha korahi lamalam esrim, even though the korah is above 20, but below it is exactly 20 amos of airspace. And right then is going to be the korah, ksheira. So it's okay to have a full 20 amos. You can't have more than 20 amos. If the korah is above 20 amos, it's okay. You just can't have an airspace of more than 20 amos. You could have exactly 20 amos airspace, the korah right on top. That's still going to be okay. Eino nita bekorah. If it's more than that, a korah will not help. Sivkodan sadihei. The korah mishum heker. Because again, like we've been discussing, the purpose of a korah is that you should recognize it. Ulamalam mi'esrim ein heker. If it's over 20 amos, you can't recognize it, unless, of course, you have the pictures on it like we saw in the mechaber. Delo shalta be'ena. If it's over 20 amos, your eyes don't see it as you're walking, so it's not good. Avalechi. But a lechi, which is on the ground, shoes, samuch lekarka, which is near the ground, visagi begova asar tfachim, and it's enough that it's 10 tfachim high, imkein mamazik mashu gavoa harbe. Who cares how high the walls are of the Mavui? A lechi is on the ground, it's 10 tefachim, so that you can be matir no matter how high the Mavui is. If the Mavui is too high, the only thing that will prevent from working is the korah. Because the korah is too high, it's a heker, you can't see it. But a lechi, besides the fact that it's lechi mishum mechitza, it's also on the ground, it's right there, it wouldn't be a problem. We will continue with Siv Vav and Mirtz Hashem Vayter tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.